even for one living being, even for one living being, you see, hundreds, you know, thousands, so many, one can manifest various forms, you see, as there's needed, then to help, see, to guide, you see, from happiness to happiness. So, like this, then, like this, gradually, then, you see, bring everyone to the end of the whole, end of the death, rebirth, you see, the whole problem, and lead to highest, the fully known mind. So, this, such this incredible extensive benefits that we could offer, such this incredible extensive benefit that we could offer, you see, to every living being with complete freedom, you see, with full wisdom, knowledge, you know, with, you see, without even slightest ignorance, obscuration, and you see, and perfect power to reveal any guidance, any methods that are fit to them, to bring them in happiness, from happiness to happiness, the ultimate happiness. Then infinite compassion, infinite compassion, you see, for others, unbearable compassion, you see, to each living beings. The compassion, you see, wishing everyone to be free from the problems and causes, and to do that, you see, by oneself, to take that responsibility on oneself. So this, you see, there's infinite compassion. The compassion is a, you know, mind training, the compassion is completed at that time. There's nothing more to develop. Nothing more wisdom to develop, nothing more power to develop, nothing more, you see, compassion to develop. So without any slightest mistake, that one is able to, perfectly able to help, you see, able to guide, you see, every living being. So we have all that potential. We have all that potential, you see, now. All that potential, you see, to be able to you see, bring everyone to the end of the, you see, to the end of all the problems and causes, you see, to bring them the peerless happiness, you see, the state of the fully known mind. So all that potential, you see, our present mind has, you see, all that potential. So our mind has the, you see, the fully, you see, the fully enlightened beings, fully enlightened beings' nature. Now what is, so now, talking more precise, what is that? The potential or the nature of fully enlightened being, that which we have now, you see, in our present, our mental continuum. So what is that? So now here comes the ultimate nature of the mind. So you see, definition of the mind, you you see, which can definition of the mind that which can do all these things, which has all these powers, you know, is a potential, unbelievable potential, in it's infinite infinite potential, hope or potential that is it that we have has that. So that we have, or the, that the, our present mind has, you see, to do extensive, to offer extensive benefits to every sentient being. So that is this mind, you see, which nature is a clear and perceiving object. This mind. The mind that which is all this potential. So now, the what is the nature of the mind? That is, you see, clear light. Clear light. So what is that clear light? So, you see, we think before we before we label mind, before we make up the label, before we make up the label, you see, mind, there is a reason. There is a reason before that we think. Before we make up the label, there is a reason before that. The reason that which we think, which makes us to decide this particular label, mind. The reason that which makes us to decide this particular label, mind. That reason is the basis. That reason, what makes us to decide the particular label, mind, that is the basis. That is the base to be the labeled mind. The mind is the label. You see, what is to be imputed? Mind is a phenomena that what is to be imputed? And the reason which we think before we label mind, that is the base to be labeled mind. So it's two different things. You see, the mind, which is formless, colorless, shapeless, you see, and which nature is a clear perceiving object. Depending on this, then one, you see, once on mind, you see, the thought is a label, you see, merely impute mind. because of this reason, this particular phenomena, you see, which is different from the body, different, with a different function from the body, different nature from the body, different function from the body. Then you see, because of this, then one make up the label mind. One make up the label mind. So you see, the mind is an idea. You see, is an idea. a concept or an idea. However, you see, there is a reason before we call mind. Before we call mind, there is a reason before this. Then you see, but depending on some reason, then you see, then after that we label mind. So, however, the mind, you see, mind, the mind is, you see, can mind is merely imputed. What is called mind is merely imputed, you see, by the mind, by the thought. So, therefore, there's no mind, there's no mind, you see, real mind, there's no real mind existing, you see, from its own side. There's no independent mind, or there's no inherently existent mind. There's no inherently existent mind. You see, a real mind, which is in a sense inherently existent. You see, so that is that such that mind way it is appearing to the way such as mind you see appearing the way say that way of appearing the mind to us and you see or the way we believe that way such that you see independent or inherently existent mind so that is empty that is completely empty doesn't exist completely empty completely empty right there so what mind that doesn't exist but what exists that doesn't exist that mind what appears inherently existent that doesn't exist empty right there but what exists is the mind you see that which is the that which is the, merely imputed by one's own thought you see depending on these reasons depending you see on this base particular phenomena this particular phenomena that which is a formless you know you see clear which nature is a clear perceiving object so therefore this mind it is existing you see being merely imputed by the mind but it is empty existing but this is empty existing you see from its own side so this is the very nature of the mind this is the ultimate nature of the mind and this is what it means clear light this is what it means clear light this is the very nature of the mind this is the ultimate nature of the mind so now so this is the potential the nature of the fully enlightened being you see, that which I described just before, you see, the having full, the fully known mind, is the full wisdom, the fully known mind, the, you see, perfect power, infinite compassion, you see, for all the living beings. So, you see, those who have problems, you see, those who have those who whose minds are who those whose mind are obscured, have, you know, has mistake. So I have compassion, you see, to all the all, to all those living beings. So this ultimate, this, you see, ultimate nature of the mind, the clear light, this is the, you see, the nature of the fully enlightened being. there is the nature within our mind, there is the nature of the fully enlightened being. The fully enlightened being. Because, the action of this fully enlightened being is radiating, you see, entering within our mental continuum, and that way it makes us to develop our mind, or it makes us to create a cause of the happiness. And this way, our mind becomes a positive attitude, able to create a able to produce happiness, you know. then, in the ultimate nature, you see, in emptiness, in ultimate nature, there's no differences. There's no differences. the nature of our mind, and nature of the fully enlightened mind. So if this can relate well. You see, whatever different name that one uses, you see, that whichever faith that one has, say, you see, one can relate this. in the world, that most people believe, you see, there's somebody highest. there's somebody who has the highest power, you see, who has most power, you know, who gives guidance. There's somebody, you see, there's a highest being, you see. There's somebody who is most knowledgeable. There's somebody who is highest. So, depending on the different people's faith. some call Buddha, call God, you see, some call God. You see, generally there's a belief there's somebody highest. even though it's not clear, even though there's not clear understanding what it is exactly, all the qualities, however, but there's a belief, you see, generally, for the most of the people, there's a belief there's somebody who is highest. So, the given, you see, according to, according to, say, our one's own faith, then given different, given, you see, different labels. Some uses God, some uses Buddha, and so forth. However, like this. So, this one, this, what I'm describing now, this one, somebody, you see, even Catholic or Christianity, however, it can relate, you see, like this. The, I say, that the God is working in your mind. you see, however, so the, you see, you know, what you see, according to one's own faith, so can relate. you see, however, in the emptiness, any emptiness, in the ultimate nature, there is no differences between ultimate nature of the ultimate nature of one's own present mind, even though this present mind is obscured, you know, even though it's obscured, not pure, obscured, but in the ultimate nature. In emptiness, you see, ultimate nature of the ultimate nature of one's own mind, the mind that which is now, which is obscured now, you see, you see, for the time being, and ultimate nature of the you see, the fully enlightened mind, or whatever, you see, you know, one call, you see, the ultimate nature of the, you know, holy mind of God, however, however, so, see, it's inseparable, you see, I say, no, there's no differentiation. There's no differentiation. You see, as far as the ultimate nature, there's no differentiation each other. You see, one's own the ultimate nature, one's own present mind, that which is obscured, and that which is completely pure. You see, these two, there is no differentiation. there's differentiation. there's differences. And the base, the basis, the base of the ultimate nature, you see, the base of the ultimate nature, the sporting and sport, this, the sporting, the sport, the mind is sport. The ultimate nature is sporting. The ultimate nature depends on the mind. It exists by depending on the mind. the mind is sport or you see, dependence. so the base, there's the sport, the sport, the mind, you see, the mind is there's differences. this one is impure and that one is pure. but except there's difference, but in the ultimate nature, you see, there's no differentiation, these two. so that is one. Third, you see, that is one, that how our mind is all the potentials, you see. the nature or the potential or the nature of the the fully enlightened being. The third, in this essence, in this essence of the mind, there is a potential that one that one can transform. That one can transform. You see, the body. One can transform the body in the complete pure. You see, holy body. you see, but the body of the complete pure, the body of the form. Those, you see, those different aspects to you see, to guide the other sentient beings, to benefit for the sentient beings. You see, to bring them to reveal the, you see, to reveal see, the guidance, the path, to bring them from happiness to happiness, you see, to the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. so, because of these three reasons, so that in our mind, you see, there is the the potential, you see, or the nature of the fully enlightened being. So now, so this clear light nature of the mind, this you see, not this is complete, this is pure, this is pure unstained. This is pure, is unstained by unstained by you see, ignorance, dissatisfied mind, attachment, anger, you see, the pride, you see, doubt, the wrong views, you see, this nature of the mind is not oneness with the mistakes, not oneness with the delusions. This nature of the mind is not oneness with the ego. This nature of the mind is not oneness with the self-cherishing thought. You know, it's not oneness with the ego. This, because of that, it is pure. The nature of the mind is pure. By that sense, you know, because it's not oneness with the mistakes of the mind. So, so therefore, the nature of the mind, you see, this nature of the mind is not oneness with the mistakes of the mind, not oneness with the guilt, not oneness with the guilt, not oneness with the mistakes. So, these mistakes are temporary. like the weather, you see, the sky is not oneness with the fog, those clouds. You see, it's temporarily covered by these fogs, the clouds. Because the sky is not oneness with the, these clouds, so, so you see, due to another cause, due to another cause, conditions, you see, and these clouds, fogs come, but another cause, conditions, they cleared away. They get, you see, they get cleared away. The you see, sun, the sky becomes very clear, able to, you see, the sun is able to shine to the earth. you see, then able to give much enjoyment, much happiness. to relieve the many problems. You know, you see, the not having, you know, the light. So, however, you see, able to give much enjoyment, you know, to grow, you see, the plants, the crops, so forth. so like this. So this is temporary. The bad weather, you see, filled with the fog and you see, cold and you see, having the hailstorm and so forth. However, this is not forever. This is temporary. similar, the mirror that is covered with the dust is not forever. It is temporary. So during other cause conditions, it is obscured by dust. But during other cause conditions, it can be, you see, it can be cleared away. It can be cleaned away. So like this, similar, this, you see, the impatient mind, the self-centered mind, so forth, you see, the very dissatisfied with so strong desire, all these things, you see, you see the mistakes that we have done. All this is not forever. It is temporary. So did another cause condition this happened, and did another cause conditions. So you see they get cleared away, or you see they get removed away. That this mind can be free from all this. That this mind become pure, you see, being free from all these things. You see, by depending on other cause condition. So like this, for example, you see, the milk, you see, the milk, you see, the milk has a potential to produce butter. The milk has a potential to produce butter, it has potential to produce butter, but it is dependent on you see, another condition. It depends on the condition which makes you see which makes the milk to produce the butter. You see, in Tibet, you know, they put the milk in the in this container, they made out of wood or bamboo, whatever. You see, then churn. Then you see, so by depending on that, condition, then you see, by meeting that condition, then produce butter. Similar, you see, gong. The gong has potential to produce the sound. Gong has a potential to produce the sound. until it meets the condition, you see, which rings the gong. until it meets the condition, you see, the stick that you see hits on the gong. until that happens, you see, the sound doesn't come out. sound doesn't happen. So, so you see, the potential is there. So it's so it's a question of the you see meeting the condition. You see the stick that with beads touched to the gong. so like this. So to this this mind is all the potentials to you see to achieve any happiness. To achieve in, to achieve any level of happiness, to obtain, you see, the extensive benefits for other sentient, for other living beings.